Hello everyone, welcome to the Astrology News Report. I'm Ron Berger, your fearless reporter. This is the Special Reports section, where I'll take a topic or person or situation that is pertinent to world events and do an in-depth astrological analysis. This time, it will be a special predictive report on what's coming up in 2015 for the USA. The first step is to check in with where the USA is in the Vimshatari Dasha, the venerable planetary period system of Vedic astrology, which determines the sequence of activation of the birth chart karma. The USA is currently in a Mars major period, which began back in November 2008, coinciding with the election of Barack Obama. The Mars major period lasts 7 years, in this case, until November 2015. In the USA natal chart, Mars is in a weak position, being at 0 degrees, in a sign unfavorable for that planet, Gemini. This makes the 7 years long Mars major period an overall unproductive time period for the United States. By way of its signs, Aries and Scorpio, Mars is the ruler of the 5th house and the 12th house of the chart, and is placed in the 7th house. There are many ramifications of this arrangement. Here are just a few of them. The 5th house is speculation, the 12th house is expense, and the 7th house is foreign affairs. Mars, of course, is the planet of war. Thus, the numerous adventures overseas, which have been notably costly and unproductive since Obama became president. Gemini is the most dual sign of the zodiac and is fond of reasons, explanations, and debate. Mars is the planet of conflict. The nation has descended into a rancorous, divisive, and notably fractious period of partisan bickering, which again has been mostly unproductive. Starting in November 2014 and continuing until April 2015, the USA will be in a Sun sub-period. The Sun rules Leo, the sign in the 9th house of beliefs, religion, laws, and courts. The 9th house karma gets expressed through the Sun's position, which again is in the 7th house of partner countries and foreign affairs. The Sun itself is the planet of will and leadership. We can expect the USA to attempt to lead or rule in world affairs during this time period. Being in Gemini, the sign of reasons and explanations, there will be lots of justification coming via the 9th house of beliefs that the country holds dear. And again, being in Gemini, there will be at least 2 points of view on everything. The last sub-period of the Mars major period is the Moon sub-period. In the USA chart, the Moon rules the 8th house, the house that signifies the finances and the values of other countries. The 8th house is also the house of secret activities, transformations, and long-term problems. The USA Moon occupies the 3rd house, the house of desires, efforts, transportation, and the media. It was during the Moon major period, which came before the current Mars major period, that the U.S. got attacked by an entity with a different set of values, via the country's own transportation system. The government proceeded to start two wars, deceiving the public with a disinformation campaign disseminated through the nation's media. Those wars turned into long-term problems and transformed the country. It was a classic example of the meanings of the Eighth House combined with those of the Third House. The upcoming Moon sub-period is a shorter time period, but the dangers of the Eighth House karma are still there. The Moon sub-period runs from April until November 2015. By the end of 2015, the USA will be done with the Mars major period and will enter its Rahu major period. Rahu is an agent of transformation, a significator of the future, and it occupies the Eighth House, which, despite its negative connotations, is also the house of regeneration and rejuvenation. The Rahu major period will prove to be a time of rebirth for the country. Now on to the transits. There are a number of changes in the zodiac that will be affecting the astrology chart of the USA over the coming year. Saturn, the planet of harsh reality, has been transiting through Scorpio in the USA chart's 12th house of loss, endings, and separation, this starting exactly at the time of the 2014 midterm elections. Scorpio is one of the signs ruled by Mars. In other words, this sector of the chart is already activated by the current Mars major period, thus adding more emphasis to Saturn's transit. For a country's chart, the 12th house also signifies subversive acts, treason, conspiracies, criminals, persecution, imprisonment, secret enemies, mob psychology. You get the idea. It's not good. Saturn will still be transiting in this part of the USA chart all the way through to the end of the Mars period and the beginning of the Rahu period. On to something a little more pleasant, we hope. Jupiter is the planet of increase, hope, belief, wisdom, truth, prosperity, optimism, and opportunity. From mid-June 2014 and continuing until mid-July 2015, Jupiter is transiting in Cancer, the USA chart's 8th house. The last time Jupiter transited in Cancer was July 2002 until July 2003. That was the run-up to and beginning of the war with Iraq. Jupiter, the planet of increase, was in the USA's 8th house of secret activities, while Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and company were planning how to sell the war to the public. As the planet of optimism, Jupiter can make one overconfident. The 8th house is the house of chronic problems. The current escapade in the Middle East, the attack on ISIS in Iraq and Syria, got started shortly after the current transit of Jupiter in Cancer began. Jupiter will proceed into Leo, the USA chart's 9th house, in mid-July 2015. This puts the planet of expansion, wisdom, and beliefs in the house of law, courts, higher education, dissemination of ideas, propaganda, and religion. The Supreme Court will continue on its present course of overreach. There will likely be progress in making college education more available. The avalanche of information, disinformation, advertising, etc., that we are already subjected to, will increase. The clergy and prophets will gain more influence. Rahu and Ketu will be in Virgo and Pisces, respectively, from July 2014 till January 2016. That puts Rahu, the north node of the moon, in the 10th house of the USA chart, the house of the ruler, in other words, the president and the ruling party. Rahu represents obsession, means justifies the ends, underhanded methods, material success, and transformation. Rahu teams up with the USA natal Saturn, which is posited here in the 10th house. Saturn is the planet of structure, control, and the established order. The combination of Rahu and Saturn leads to an obsession with control by the ruler. In other words, unilateral actions by the Obama administration. More executive orders. There is also the energy for transformation of the established order. In other words, potential for some major changes at the top. Opposite to Rahu, in the fourth house, will be Ketu. The fourth house of a country's chart stands for the homeland, patriotism, lands and agriculture, living conditions, and the common people. Being opposite to the 10th house, the 4th house also signifies the opposition party. Since K2 represents idealism, and therefore dissatisfaction with the status quo, the opposition party, i.e. the Republicans, continues to be challenged from within and undergo turmoil and changes. K2 generally gives negative results on the material plane, so the already ongoing disruption and loss to the country's agricultural sector will increase. The common people will be unhappy with their lot and therefore be critical of the government. Uranus, which has been transiting through the USA 4th house since 2010, will combine its energies with K2 in 2015. This is a very problematic combination. Uranus represents change and disruption, as does K2. Uranus has already been playing havoc with 4th house significations. The effects on the 4th house become even more malefic while the two are in close conjunction, which will be during the first months of 2015. The potential is for a severe, damaging winter weather pattern. The comfort of the people is strongly threatened. The Republican Party will become even more chaotic and unpredictable. Lastly, Neptune has been transiting in Aquarius since 2009. Neptune creeps along in the zodiac. For the past couple of years, Neptune has been hanging out over the USA natal moon and remains close by for 2015. The moon is the significator of the public's thinking. Neptune is the planet of dreams, therefore unrealistic, and on the negative side, tending towards deception and disillusion. The third house represents the nation's media. Neptune's energy isn't a healthy contribution in this department, and it will get even worse during the coming moon sub-period, starting in April, when the moon becomes strongly activated, and this transit of Neptune will become even more significant. From the look of things, the year 2015 will not be peaceful and happy for the USA. In Vedic astrology, the months marking the end of the Mars major period and beginning of the Rahu major period are, as a rule, difficult. The positions of the transiting planets do not promise any relief. Tumultuous events will follow one after the other. The attendant anxiety will be debilitating for the general population. The efforts of the government to contain the destruction will only result in more hatred towards the leaders, but as with all things, this too shall pass.